Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle, and who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. The 24th chapter of Psalm. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. My age before thee is nothing. Verily, every man in his best state is altogether vanity. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. If by reason of strength there be 80, yet there's labor, sorrow, and strength. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. 133:15. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, and as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know no more. This 37th Psalm. I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. 21st John, 18th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, thou girdest thyself and walketh whither thou wouldest. But when you was old, thou stretchest forth thine hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. 'Twill not be long our journey here. Each broken sigh and falling tear will soon be gone, and all will be a cloudless sky and a waveless sea. Though sad we mark the closing eyes of those we love, in days go by, yet sweet in death their latest song. We'll meet again, 'twill not be long. Roll on, dark stream, we dread not thy foam, for the pilgrim is longing for home, sweet home. Let me read from the book of John, 1 John 2:26, chapter 3, 1:11. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing that you receive of him abideth in you. You have no need that any man teach you, but the same anointing teach you all things, and is truth and no lie. And even as it's taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, you may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall be, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whoso committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remained in him, he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whatsoever doeth not righteousness is done of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you have heard of him from the beginning, that you should love one another. 2 Peter 2:20-22. For if they have escaped the pollution that is in the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. It had been better for them that they have not known the way of righteousness than after they have known the way of righteousness to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. And it happened to them according to the true proverb. The dog has returned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mud. Hebrews 6:4-6. For it is impossible for those who have once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. He that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and done despite to the Spirit of grace. 1 Peter 1:9-13. Proceed in the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace of God that should come unto you. Searching what of what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that shall follow. Unto whom it was revealed, not only to themselves, but unto us that did minister things which are now reported unto you by them that preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalms 40:1-6. He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my going. He hath put a new song in my heart, in my mouth, even praising unto our God. Many shall see it, and shall trust in the Lord, according as he has promised us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is to visit the fatherless and the widows in the affliction and to keep himself unspotted from this world. 1 Thessalonians 3:13 to the end. He might establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God all the days of our life. I want to speak on over. I want to give you a few scriptures pertaining to overcome. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. He that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. To him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome and sat with my Father in his throne. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my people. Hear of God, little children, and overcome them, for great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I write unto you, young men, because you're strong. The word of God abideth in you. Ye have overcome the evil one. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And he that overcometh and keep my work unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And he that overcometh the world believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Peter 1:3-8. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto lively hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice. So now for a season, if needs be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than the gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom not seeing you love, and in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. My age is nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. 94th Psalm. We spend our years as a tale is told, the days of our year 80. If by reason of strength they be 80, and that is labor, sorrow, and strength, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. He knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know no more. Psalm 17. I've been young, now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked whither thou wouldest. But when you was old, you stretched out your hand, another shall gird thee and carry you where you wouldest not. Lord, make me know my end and the measure of days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. The 22nd chapter of Revelation 1-7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven as a bride prepared for her husband. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the waters of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. 31st Psalms. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. 28th Psalm. The Lord is my strength and shield, my heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. 1 Corinthians 7. Every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Psalms 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. Psalms 27:4. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. Jeremiah 19, I know the thoughts that I think of you, thoughts of peace and not evil to give you an expected end. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. I'm reading from the First John. That which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested, we have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with him, and truly our fellowship with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. This then is a message we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all unrighteousness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a lie, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write we unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate, the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sin of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him. May God add a blessing to the quoting of his word. Amen.